We are back for hour number three.
It always amazes me how this time flies. Bob Cadaro with you. And remember, we're honoring Carol Drasba, killed in action in Vietnam, the Dunmore native. And of course, we are also honoring, as we begin Justice in July Day, or month, we're honoring our local and state police. But right now, we have Matt McGloin on the air. And Matt, of course, of NFL fame and from a West Scranton native. He's got a golf tournament coming up July 14th. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first of all, let's welcome you. Matt, how are you doing?
Hey, Bob, how you doing? Appreciate you having me on the show.
Happy to have you on. I was talking about you earlier and had pointed out, well, among many other people, you actually ruined a lot of people's college scouting careers, including mine. You would not remember it because you weren't paying attention to anybody at the time. When you were in high school at West, and Matt McGloin was an outstanding quarterback, just he'd take control of the game and was part of a great team as well. But he was heavily recruited 1AA, but not 1A, and he chose to walk on. And I remember saying, go where they want you, Matt, at the Victor Alfieri of all, at a Victor Alfieri spaghetti dinner. I said, go where they want you, Matt. And you didn't really respond. You were being polite. You knew what you wanted to do. You walked on to Penn State and had an incredible career there.
Right, yeah. I mean, go where you want, you know. And that's, you know, I guess that's, you know, to put it in the right terms, you know, it's understandable. I guess that's a safe way to do it. But, you know, my mentality has always been that this is what I was going to do, and I was going to exhaust that option, and I was going to find a way to get it done. And look, there's nothing wrong with playing 1AA football, Division II football, even Division III football. I mean, if you love the game and you want to be a part of a team, you want to be a part of a program, a university, et cetera, and you want to play at whatever level you want to play at, that's fantastic. But that wasn't for me, Bob. I wanted to have the opportunity to play on ABC, ESPN, Big Ten Network. I wanted to play in a Big Ten atmosphere. You know, Penn State gave me the opportunity to be a preferred walk-on. And, you know, for me, you know, I didn't have to think too hard about that, you know, because I didn't have many options.
Yeah.
You know, I like to think I got lost in the recruiting shuffle there. But fortunately for me, things worked out for me. You know, just I had a goal. You know, and I did everything I could to achieve that goal.
And you did achieve it. That's the great thing. I just, you know, I think everybody from this area swelled with pride, and obviously your family and your father, but swelled with pride to watch you directing the offense and running the show at Penn State. And then you went on to NFL fame, starting games for the Oakland Raiders. Tell me, run through your NFL career for some of the people in our audience that are not aware of what Matt McGloin did in the NFL.
Right, yeah, so I played 6 years in the NFL, 4 years with the Oakland Raiders, and my last 2 years I split time with the Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs, and the Houston Texans, and I actually just retired last year after playing for the XFL in 2020. Obviously, our season was cut short due to COVID, which was really unfortunate because fantastic opportunity to be a part of that XFL and be a part of that league. And that was really my last attempt to kind of get back to the NFL. But unfortunately, things didn't work out in the XFL. So, look, it is what it is. I'm happy with my career. I'm happy with the way it went, the way it ended. You know, and for me, Bob, my story in the NFL is just sort of my story at Penn State. You know, I was a preferred walk-on at Penn State. I was an undrafted player in the NFL. So, you know, being at a position, I knew what I had to do. You know, I had to be consistent every single day. Had to outwork everybody. Had to be more prepared than the person next to me. You know, it's funny because looking back on it now, you asked me to mention what my career was like. And even early on in Oakland, I went from being a fourth string quarterback during OTAs and minicamp to not even getting any reps to becoming a starting quarterback in the NFL by week 11 of that same year.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty quick turnaround. But look, again, for me, it's kind of the way I feel about the Oakland Raiders. And I say Oakland because, you know, it's been tough staying Las Vegas Raiders. I'm not ready to make that change yet. But, I feel the same way about Oakland as I do about, Penn State. You know, it was a perfect fit for me. Both places felt like home. So very lucky. I've been very lucky, very fortunate, very blessed throughout my career. And the support, you mentioned it briefly, you know, the Scranton area, my family, the support from my family, and the support from Northeastern Pennsylvania has been tremendous. And, you know, I don't accomplish any of those things without everybody having my back along the way.
We're talking with Matt McGloin of West Scranton, West Scranton star, of course, and a Penn State and NFL star quarterback as well. Now, do you say, okay, the career is over? Are you saying you're officially retired? I think there's a chance you could still get that call.
Well, if you're asking, I can play, but the answer is absolutely. I definitely feel like I can still play. I'll probably be saying that when I'm 50 years old, though. I told myself I would play the game until, you know, they stopped calling, or, you know, until somebody told me to go home. So, you know, it looks like that time has come. And again, I have no regrets. You know, I'm satisfied with the way my career went. I wasn't even supposed to play college football, according to everyone else, you know. So, look, I'm happy with where I'm at right now. It's funny. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day about this, Bob, and, you know, when you look back at it, you wish that, you know, your love and passion for the game went away, you know, when your ability to play the game started to fade away as well, you know. But I love the game of football, and I'm hopefully it'll always be a big part of my life moving forward.
The one thing about Matt McGloin, cannot isn't in your vocabulary.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, hey, look, it's a mentality. It really is, you know. Believing in yourself, believing in the people around you, trusting, you know, the process that you put yourself through on a daily basis, being consistent, and, believing that what you're working towards, you're going to get and you're going to achieve.
We're talking with Matt McGloin of West Scranton, West Scranton High School star, Penn State University star at quarterback, and, of course, NFL star as well. So what does the future hold for Matt McGloin? Tell us.
Well, right now, my wife and I, we have a 2-year-old baby boy. So it's been, you know, fantastic to be home with him. He certainly keeps us busy. He's got a lot of energy, but it's the greatest job in the world. And it's just been fantastic. But for me, you know, as well, Bob, I work for SiriusXM. I do some ESPNU, Big Ten radio, stuff like that. I majored in broadcast journalism at Penn State. So, you know, again, I'm doing everything I can to, you know, stay involved with football and talk about football and help educate fans about football. I actually just started up a small quarterback school here in Northeast PA.
Great.
Because like I said, look, I love the game of football. I feel like I've been around a lot of great players, a lot of great coaches, and, you know, have a little bit of knowledge for the game. So, you know, I'd love to be able to give that back, to Northeastern PA and the Scranton area.
How does a kid get with Matt McGloin to get some quarterback training and work? Tell us.
So the name of my quarterback academy is the 1% Quarterback Academy. You know, we have an Instagram, we have a Facebook, so check us out on that. I'm actually running a quarterback school right now that was, consisted of 12 workouts at Keystone College. We have 3 dates remaining. So like I said, check us out on Instagram, check us out on Facebook, if you're interested in, you know, getting some work in at the quarterback position. But other than that, Bob, obviously, you know, the reason I'm on the show today is to talk about the golf tournament, my fund runs with the Scranton Area Foundation every single year. This is our 5th annual charity golf tournament. It's Monday, July 12th, 10 o'clock registration, 11 a.m. lunch, and it's a noon start. There's a 5 o'clock dinner as well. The support for it has been tremendous. You know, and we're expecting a big turnout this year as well.
And it benefits your foundation, which is part of the Scranton Area Foundation. And what kind of things does your foundation? Well, first, if one wanted to participate as a player or a sponsor, who would they get in touch with, and how would they proceed?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, for the same thing as well, we do have a Facebook page for that. So you can reach out to the Facebook page if you're interested, or if you have any questions or any further details or anything like that, you can call 570-479-1414, and you can get all the information you need there. I mean, and again, Bob, you know, jumping ahead here a little bit, some of the things that we've been able to do so far with this foundation, well, first and foremost, we wouldn't be able to even have the golf tournament or do any of the things that we've done in years past without the help of the Scranton Area Foundation. They've been tremendous in helping us along the way. Just a fantastic organization that we work with, that's really helped us out along the way. You know, like I said, this is our fifth tournament this year. Our four previous tournaments, you know, we've raised nearly $100,000 for local charities, you know, throughout northeastern Pennsylvania. We've provided medical assistance for a young boy who is battling cancer. We've helped fund scholarships at the West Scranton High School. We work with the Salvation Army to pass out turkeys around the holidays. We've worked with the Gene O. Murley Center, where we've, you know, funded a Christmas brunch with gifts for the veterans there. We've provided dental care services for the less fortunate and children in the community. And most recently, one of our projects was, you know, we've helped construct the a new playground for which is handicap accessible for children at St. Joseph's Center. So we're doing everything we can to, you know, try to build up our fund here and continue to support the area. And I think, Bob, one of the most important things here is that every dollar that's raised in Northeast PA gets put back into Northeast PA. So again, the support has been tremendous. It's a fantastic thing. My parents have done a fantastic job, along the way. And that's kind of, and I know I'm rambling, Bob, but that's kind of where, you know, the want to give back comes from, I think, is my parents and my family. My father was president at Lackawanna Little League for a long time.
Always in the community, always helping the community.
Yeah, I have two older brothers, that live here. In Northeast PA, my brother John went to Lehigh, works in architecture and construction management here, and you know my brother Paul coaches as a teacher at Old Forge High School, owns Electric City Baseball Softball Academy, and also has the travel baseball team, the East Coast Sandhogs, that play up and down the coast. So this is home for myself and my family, and it's an important area for us, and again, the support has been great ever since year one.
Service is in the McGloin family blood. There's no doubt about it. We're going to take a quick break, Matt. We're going to come back. I want to wrap it up, get sort of final information to our audience. And I've got a couple questions from texters that I want to run by you as well. Bob Cadaro here talking with Matt McGloin, West Scranton, Penn State, and NFL star.
This Friday night, kick off 4th of July weekend in the area's number one entertainment nightlife complex, The Woodlands. Get there early with Frankie and Toby on the deck from 6 to 9, weather pending. Then, inside Evolution, it's the Idol Kings and DJ Slim Jim from 9 till 2. Plus, DJ Mike the Godfather takes over the stream side with a night for 30-somethings. Start your 4th of July weekend off with a bang this Friday night, only at The Woodlands. Saturday, it's the area's biggest night out, and the only place you want to be this 4th of July weekend is inside Evolution at The Woodlands. Join myself, Fishboy, and DJ Fritz for the best top 40 and dance till 2 a.m. in the stream side, Sweet Pepper and the Long Hots. They take the stage at 9:30. Spend your 4th of July weekend this Friday and Saturday only at the Woodlands. And the Woodlands would like to let their loyal customers know that Saturday, July 17th, Club Evolution will be closed for a private event. That's Saturday, July 17th. And they look forward to welcoming you back July 23rd and 24th when Club Evolution reopens.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Our special guest, he's got a golf tournament July 12th. To benefit the Matt McGloin Foundation, part of the Scranton Area Foundation, a great organization I was involved with years ago. And he's talking about his tournament, talking about his career. Matt, just a couple of quick questions. First of all, someone wanted to thank you for the great game against Florida in the bowl game. They don't forget. And then someone asked this, and this has got to be a tough question. If you had any choice of which NFL team you would have liked to have played for, what would that team, who would that team be?
Yeah, you know, I think it was, you know, was the Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, I really do think that, you know, that was the right team for me and the right fit for me. You know, I can't thank the organization enough for, you know, giving me the opportunity and, you know, supporting me, you know, the way that they did. You know, the fans are extremely loyal and supportive. You know, and even though, like I said, I'm obviously from Northeastern Pennsylvania, but even, you know, when I was out in Northern California, you know, and playing for the Raiders, that felt like home, you know, even though I was 3,000 miles away, you know. So
I'm a Raider fan, and my friend Chuck Volpe has season tickets. My brother had season tickets to the Raiders. There's a few people from the Raider Nation here. And I think you had the mentality and the personality and the type of drive and are the type of character that characterized the old Raiders. You really did.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I just felt like I belonged, you know, wearing the silver and black.
Love it.
I really did, you know. So it was, it was a great opportunity, a great experience.
Now, all right. So the tournament, what would people look for on the Facebook page? Just under the Matt McGloin Foundation, what would they look under?
Yeah, it's, you know, Matt McGloin Fund Charity Golf Tournament. Like I said, there's a Facebook page for it. You can get a lot of details for that. Again, you know, it's Monday, July 12th. It's at Glen Oak Country Club. It's a captain and crew format. You know, again, I'll review just quickly again. It's a 10 a.m. registration, 11 a.m. lunch, and, you know, we start at noon, and there's a 5 p.m. dinner. And last thing, Bob, you know, if you don't want to golf, if you're not a big golfer, you can attend the dinner separately. So.
Good. Well, thank you so much for doing this and what you do for charity and what you've done for this area. Not just in terms of these sort of overt acts helping people, but what you did for the spirit of this area over the course of your career and for all the McGloin family. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, and whoever asked the Florida bowl game question, ask them where they played their football at.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You catch it and you deliver it back, right, Matthew?
That's it, man. Hey, that's it. Hey, I appreciate you having me on today.
All right, we'll talk to you. We're going to talk to you. We'll keep in touch and talk to you during the NFL season to get your thoughts and opinions and to find out where we could listen and watch you, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Matt McGloin, area star, West Scranton guy, Penn State guy, Oakland Raider guy, Kansas City Chief guy. I didn't know about the Houston Texans in his brief stint there, but all great. All right, thank you for that, Matt McGloin. The golf tournament, July 12th, Glen Oak Country Club.